Welcome to the cloister. You'll notice there's a wonderful bell right outside and also some Tibetan style prayer wheels. Give the wheels a spin, always in the clockwise tradition. If it's not before 8 o'clock or not after 7 p.m., please feel free to ring the bell one time. If you're real adventurous, you can stand inside the bell and have someone ring it for you. We have sound healers that come and say that actually helps people attune their heart chakra and helps cure disease. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I do like the thought of it. As you enter the gates of the cloister, you'll see small shrines with Buddhas from all the different Buddhist countries, all the different Buddhas with different positions and different names. The purpose of this area is for retreat, and we have small 8x8 meditation huts where people come and sit and practice their meditation and working out problems with their own heart and with others. There are two boardwalks there for walking meditation, and it is our thought that each time we look on a holy statue, from a Buddha to a Saint Francis to a Mother Mary, it helps the gates of our heart to open. It helps those wonderful, wonderful inherent natural sense of awe and beauty to open our hearts, open these gates to our hearts, and find loving compassion and acceptance for all beings. Have a walk around, take a look at each Buddha, take a look at the tall statue back there, which again is Kasiddhigarbha, another statue to our great teacher who said he would not enter nirvana, not quit his life, but come time, life after life after life, in order to rescue all the beings in the hell realms. There's also a large building towards the back side, which is a preschool. So we have little ones running around Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, jumping up and down and sliding down snow hills and tossing brightly colored fall leaves in the air, and just bringing a great sense of joy to the abbey. Have a walk around. Feel free to take photos if you like. Please, since we have retreatants back there, don't go into a hut. The huts are very simple. They have a light, a heater, a clock, and a small shrine in each one. Once again, welcome to the abbey.